بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Besides defending geographical borders, martyrs defend religious, spiritual, and cultural borders.
This is part of the speech delivered on November 21st, 2021 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the officials in charge of conducting the Martyrs of Ilam commemoration ceremony.
شهید ما در واقع مصداق و مظهر ان الله اشترى من المؤمنين انفسهم واموالهم بان لهم الجنه.
Our martyrs are, in fact, the manifestation of this verse. Indeed, Allah has bought from the faithful their souls and their possessions for paradise to be theirs. The Holy Quran, Surah 9, verse 111. In other words, they have dealt with their lives with God. This is how martyrs are.
یا اون آیه شریفه صدقوا ما عهد الله عليه. فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عهد الله عليه.
There is another holy verse which says, among the faithful are men who fulfill what they have pledged to Allah. Of them are some who have fulfilled their pledge, and of them are some who still wait. The Holy Quran, Surah 33, verse 23. They were true to the pledge they had made with God, the Exalted. A martyr is like this. Martyrdom is an act of making a pledge and dealing with God. That is why you see that the soldiers who are fighting in the way of God are different from other common soldiers in the world. Those of you who have witnessed the sacred defense and those of you who have read books on this topic surely know that the pious soldiers in the sacred defense or the soldiers who have defended in other areas such as defending the holy shrines and the like are purer during fighting and in the field of battle than at other times. They also rely more on God, show more humility, and observe the divine limits more carefully.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
در دنیا معمول است که وقتی یک لشکری پیروز میشد در یک شهری براشون غارت و چپاول و نمیدونم ظلم و این چیزها چیز عادی است. اینجا نه خیر. اینجا رزمنده مجاهد فی سبیل الله در میدان جنگ اگر پیروز هم بشود اخلاصش رعایت حدود الهیش اندکی کم نمیشه بلکه در حال پیروزی به خاطر شکرانه پیروزی این رعایت ها بیشتر هم میشه.
It is common in the world for a victorious army to loot, plunder, and inflict great cruelty in a city. But this is not the case for our soldiers. Even if those who fight in the way of God win, not only does their piety not decrease and they do not stop observing the divine limits, they are even more careful to observe God's limits because of their gratefulness for their victory. Our soldiers would take some of the enemy captive. This was the same enemy who would torture and harass our captives from the time they took them captive up until the time they entered the camp where they were to be kept. And it is clear what they did to them in those camps. But if our soldiers took those same people captive, they would heal them if they were injured, and they would give them water if they were thirsty. They would treat them as if they were one of themselves. So, these are very important points.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done.